Hello?
Hi, my name is Joe. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. A quick survey. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yeah.
Would you be so kind as to, give us a little bit of your time and provide some of your opinions for us?
Writing.
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear your question.
Oh, would you be so kind as to share some of your opinions with us about the elections that are coming up?
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, as you know, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices also, like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote? Or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I'll probably vote in March.
Okay, ma'am. Now, answer if you have, please, a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. The first person is Joyce Chapman. How do you feel about her? Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Okay, would you say that it's somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat. I'm not too familiar with it.
Okay, what about Harold Dutton?
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat
Very
unfavorable or
favorable.
somewhat favorable? Very favorable. Okay, what about Danny Norris?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, and Shayla Jackson Lee?
Very favorable.
Okay. What about Clint Dan Horn?
What's the last name?
Clint Dan Horn.
I don't know.
Okay. What about this is going to be an organization, the Houston Independent School District.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. Let's go ahead and move on to the next question. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Do you support this? Do you support that a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous? Or do you oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
I oppose it.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, in March, there will be a Democratic primary, right, for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Harris?
Harold Dutton.
Okay. Now, next, here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his
What?
record. There's a few statements. I'm sorry. Go ahead and answer that if it's
Why
specific for you.
you I'm sorry. What was the question again? Barely.
Okay. Yes. Let me go ahead and read it to you one more time. So there are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Now, remember, these are statements about Harold Dutton. The first one is, Harold Dutton, yeah, he worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. Would you like me to repeat the question?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a statement, right, about Harold Dutton. It says
Right.
that he worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. Now, when he did that, does that make you feel very positive about him? Somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Oh, very positive.
Okay. Now, the next statement is also about him. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners. Does that statement make you feel positive about him?
Very positive.
Very positive, okay. The next statement is also about him. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower income Texans paid by free federal government Medicaid money.
Very
Does that
positive.
Make you feel very... Okay. The next one is also about Harold Dutton. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the Texas State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. How does that make you feel about him? Very positive, somewhat
positive,
somewhat negative.
Very positive.
Okay. Next one is also about him. He is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. Does that statement make you feel very positive about him, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very positive.
Okay. Next one is also about him. Mr. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Very positive.
Okie dokes. Last one about him is Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Very positive.
Thank you, ma'am. Your statements have been recorded. Next question. Now, we're already 67% done with the survey. We thank you so very much for your time and your opinions, ma'am. We'll try to get through the rest of it quick, right, to get you back to your day. The next question is, based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for the State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Harris?
Harold Dutton.
Okay. Let's see the next question here. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
The third.
This is just a kind of, the third one. The third one was 55 and 64. Is your age between that?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Thank you. This is just for us to understand, right, what the public opinion is and where it's coming from. Now, do you currently rent or own your own place of residence?
I own it.
Okay. Do you consider yourself African-American or black?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Okay. Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No.
Okay, great. Now, that concludes the survey, ma'am. We thank you so very much for your time and helping us out with this research. We hope you have a great evening, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.